The New Testament reading today is from John chapter 10, beginning at verse 22. At the time the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem, it was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." The Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him, whom the Father consecrated and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Again they sought to arrest him, but he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing at first, and there he remained. And many came to him, and they said, "John did no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true," and many believed in him there. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Eric Eichinger.
Our sermon text this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 10. We examine it under the theme, "Now You See Me, Now You Don't." "Come in, look close, because the more you think you see, the easier it will be to fool you." That's the tagline to the popular film, Now You See Me, which, as a matter of fact, the sequel is out today, Friday, June the 3rd. The mystery story revolves around a group of magicians from Las Vegas. They drive the crowds and detectives crazy with entertainingly deceptive bank heists. Everyone gets hooked and wants to know how their tricks are performed. Ah, but a true magician never reveals his secrets. This mystifying feeling is precisely where the Pharisees are caught in our text today. "How long will you keep us in suspense?" they cry. "If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." They have heard Jesus fascinate them, foretelling the future. He's pandered in paradoxical parables, marveled them with mysterious miracles. But now they want proof. They want the big reveal. Isn't that what humanity always demands from God? The simplistic proof. Just give me the quick answer, and I'm good to go. We want to see behind the curtain with the full disclosure of the secrets. The nature of God is anything but simple. The Trinitarian Godhead of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is a profound mystery, which only magnifies in mystery as the Pharisees scrutinize Jesus, putting him further under the microscope of their questions. Theology is complex. The gospel is simple. So simple that people miss it and can't see it when it's right in front of them. Jesus, the Son of God, died and rose, forgiving the world of its sin. The ironically fascinating truth is Jesus actually answers their question and reveals everything, but they miss it, refusing to believe. His response to their unbelieving ears must almost sound like, "Now you see me, now you don't." Christ says, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." For those that believe, certainly Jesus says, "Now you see me," and forever we will see him in the presence of his glory, his love, and his grace for all eternity. But for those that doubt, disrespect, and disbelieve Christ, Well, now you don't. Sometimes, even for Christians, when our lives become compounded, confused complexities in sin, it's easy for us to get caught in this same skeptical snare the Pharisees did. Is Jesus really there for me or not? Is he really there in my baptism? Is he really present in Holy Communion? We struggle, we doubt, we pray, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. But Jesus is no mere magician with parlor room tricks waiting to be exposed. Unlike Pharaoh's pathetic illusionist who attempted to mimic the might of Moses, or a sneaky Simon the Sorcerer, Jesus is in fact a real miracle worker. There was nothing up his sleeve. He actually is God. That is why he could do the things he did. No tricks, no magician, no magic. And he ultimately proved this by dying on the cross of Calvary to pay for the sin of the world and rising from the dead, delivering the forgiveness to the world. Christ's triumph over death would even leave the likes of a Harry Houdini or David Copperfield speechless. Ultimately, Jesus did reveal himself and his truths. He actually told the Pharisees and answered their prodding questions. He comes right out and says it, I and the Father are one. And immediately, they want to kill him. They can't see the truth of Christ as God or his love and grace for them. Christ confounded their sinful, limited minds as he does ours by his mystifying grace. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. A certainty is that we all will see Christ on the last day. And to those who reject him, he will say, Now you see me, now you don't. And it won't be a hoax. But to those who believe and confess Christ, he will say, Now you see me, and evermore shall you see me. In my majesty, glory, and grace for all of eternity. Theology is complex. The gospel, simple. Jesus died and rose for you, forgiving you of all your sins. Stick to the gospel. Amen.